Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is your host, Jethro Smith. And tonight, we're going to have a very fun night, which we always have fun nights. I've got a lot of you guys writing in already. Where do I go, Jethro? Go to 773-897-6461. Those of our Facebook fans or iTunes to listen in. You can listen in live at Blog Talk Radio. More importantly, for those of you that are really enjoying the show, come on tonight. Me and Patty are here. We've got a chat room. Yeah, I gave it away. It's Thursday night, and we've got a really intense, special show. We've moved our times, won our work, and we're all working to make sure we can give you those best readings that you guys want. It's Thursday night, and it's 9 p.m., and we have our Wild Friday night person. We have the person who's known as an actor, producer. She's a psychic medium, community activist, and she's been communicating with that spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age 8, and since then has went on to do radio, film, and TV. We know her and love her as Patty. It's Patty Negri from Hollywood. How are you, Patty?
Yay! I am great. Thank you so much, Jethro. I'm excited about moving to Thursdays. Thursdays, I don't know, it's kind of like the night. I'm kind of liking it. And we just it is. Like on like go out nights, you know, Friday's always for amateurs, Thursday's always the pros. So that's what we're gonna go.
We're the pros. I love it. And we've got so many people writing in going, I'm so glad I couldn't see why you guys always had to do Fridays. I sometimes am so tired I have to listen in. Now I'm going to get to have you live. Here's Cynthia writing in from on our Facebook. Patty is the best, Jethro. You guys must have read my prayers. I've been asking for a long time to have you off of there, and now you guys did it. I'm just happy to know. This is from our friend Blue. Patty, I have to ask you, we've been talking on the radio shows for quite a while with other friends. I call in. When I had called into the show, you told me something that was very positive and very true. You told me that I could use magic in my life every day. I've been working on this. What is a way that I can start putting magic in today to make my life a little better? I have a little bit of a problem. I'm very depressed a lot.
All right. Number one is, guess what? You are in charge of that. Truly you are. Yes, chemicals are involved. Yes, you know, situations and life situations. But when we get up every single day, we have that choice, that glass half empty or that glass half full. You decide that second you put your feet on the ground, like this is another day, it's a blank slate, and I'm going to create it to be magical. And then everything you do from that first, if you have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a cup of juice, whatever you have, make that your magic potion to begin the day with. Truly, everything is empowered by what we give it, the intent we give it, the magic we give it. Add a little magic. When I say add a little magic to yourself every day, I mean it. From unlocking your front door to your car door to putting up your shades or opening your curtains. Each of that can be a conscious and subconscious and magical way of bringing that magic into your life. With, again, starting with steps, putting your feet on the floor as you get out of bed.
Love that. And remember, to have that magic, do a reading with Patty. I mean, one of the things about PsychicsGoneWild.com and the other place you've listened to is we are out here to help you. And if you want that in your life, to have a time or a session, I know that from speaking in my own, you know, reading with Patty and of other friends who went with it, Patty's readings are magical. There's a different type of reader, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is that word trust. When you are going in there and you're excited, and even for us readers, we were talking a little bit about last night with Dina, you you know, Dina Flanagan or other American certified wild woman in Maine. When you're going in and you want that reading and you're going into Patty Negri's time and you're there, it is magical because, you know, Patty's not met you. She's just, you know, she's doing the reading. She's going to take that time with you. And for those of you who, I've got a lot of you guys writing me on Facebook, Jethro, I love your show, but I want to see if it's real. That's how you find out it's real. Get a hold of one of us. We're not doing this just to do a commercial for a happy hour. We're doing it because we're real people and we want to help you. So get that time, set it up, and then plan a little bit ahead. Sit down, come in with a little bit of open mind and trust in the fact that, okay, I'm going to give Patty that time to really find it out. She may ask me a question or two, but give her that energy to do it, or Dina or me, Gary, any of the other readers. Take that time, because not only are we real, but it's magical to do. Patty, can you help them with some of our friends who've never had a reading? Would you say a little hint, maybe a couple things that would they should prepare for when they're coming in for a reading?
Number one, relax and enjoy it. People get really tense, and that causes blockage. The best way that you can help Jethro or myself or Dina or any of us is really just open up. Take a couple of deep breaths, because that breath is life. It is that air element. It'll open you up. It'll open up your mind and brain to things. So again, have a couple minutes, even if it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes beforehand, to just be still, to be quiet. If you have specific questions, think about them in advance. When we're first talking to you, tune in. Be a little bit clear about, you know, what you want out of it, at least for readings with me, because I don't have a set, personally, I don't have a set pattern. We do this, and then we do that, and then we do this. Every session is completely different depending on what you need. So have at least a little bit of an idea, either what the rough part is in your life or what you're feeling lacking or the reason you are coming to a light worker or psychic, you know, and then we can more kind of pinpoint that area to work with you. It's almost like, what section of the library do you want to go to? And if you don't have it, it's general and overall, that's great too. But again, just breathe into it and be ready, and then have fun. You know, the more open you are, the more fun, even on serious things, this is a great thing, this great opportunity. So make it fun.
Love it. And those of you who do new mediumship, Patty's a phenomenal medium. And so do that. Have the fun. Be ready to talk with it. And have a couple of those things down. I had a person tell me that the most fun they had was after they had the reading, they had sat down and went through a little bit of things. They had wrote it home. And they were personally able to tell me that not only was the fun I had with the reading, but the fun that they got out of it was they learned a little bit more about magic or about psychics and metaphysical. So take that time. I only will do half an hour to an hour readings for that reason. I want to get to know you. I'm here to help you. And if I'm just giving you a quick few questions, yeah, if you need that, but we're here to do that. So get ready to have some fun and do some magic. And trust in the fact that we are not only American certified, are real. We're also here working with this as a constant basis. I had a friend ask me, what do you do when you find out that the psychic isn't real? I go, run them out of the business. And I laugh. I said, no, you need to set them and they need to be contacted. There's always the Better Business. There's American Federation. There's other psychics and individuals here. I know personally, we had a gentleman who was doing some work, and long story short, he was helping people with the idea that he had an ET helping him. Well, the problem was the ET wasn't correct. We don't know if he was on the wrong planet or what was going on, but we were able to help him and make him understand that it was hurting people by different friends of ours who, you know, had contacted me with it. So sometimes it's good to let others know. I do ask that, you know, please don't call our phones and say, go get this one. You know, Bobby read me wrong and I want him going down tonight. But do give us some real tangible things, because this person was not actually psychic. He told me later that he was lonely and that he was doing some of this to help people. I corrected him and we did help with it. I helped him get him off. He was actually impressed me that he was on Google and a few other high sites, very highly up billed. So do take a little time. Get that reference. Work with some of us that are doing this. There's where the trust comes in. And trust in, like Patty and me both have a guarantee. If you're not happy with it, we're not happy with it. Uh-huh. So what's going to happen is you call us or you contact us and you say, Jethro, that was horrible. You know, everything you did, then we're going to work with you and make sure that you do get the reading. I can honestly say that if you look on my site, that I have two people that weren't. One person let me talk for 8 minutes, and then she got wound. The other person, I'm still not sure what was going on there. But more importantly, what I did, and from the other ones you can see with the people who are also on there, is I work with people of it. If I'm having an off day, let's say you come in and I'm picking up a lot of energy around, like Patty had said, or you're closed out, I will reschedule. I would rather sit down and do it right than to give you something that you're not comfortable. I mean, Patty, I know this is something that when I first heard this from other people in the American Federation, Patty's name came up real quick because Patty has a guarantee. If it's not right, Patty's going to make sure it is. Can you tell them about your guarantee, Patty?
Yeah, 100% money back, period. End of story. If you are not happy with your reading, I'm not happy with your reading. I'd much rather give you your money back. I stand by that. It's happened once. And it was somebody who was doing it to a whole bunch of people, and it was like 8 months after the reading, which is like, wow, shouldn't you have figured out that you weren't happy with it before? But still, yeah, I'm going to stand by my guarantee. And again, I guess you're not going to guarantee that, okay, 100% of what I sent came true. But I'm all about empowerment. What you're going to get from me is, yes, some suggestions and guidelines and what you should do and what I see, all that. But I want you to go away empowered with yourself, knowing more and clearer choices that you make. And if you're not getting that, then I think I failed.
And those of you tune in, we've got some other people writing in, oh my gosh, Jethro, you guys are wild. Yes, we are. But we're also saying that now, if you're a psychic groupie, as Patty said there, and you're doing that, I really feel sad for you, because part of it is you're putting out energy and time to have us do this. There is the word karma. And with our respect, even light workers, that other person that would have took your spot would have been helped. So, Patty said, and I've had an individual that I did give the reading back because they weren't comfortable with what came out. I can't write your future. I would love to have that ability. When we get that good, look out, because our shows are going to really
go there. Right. And you'll be president of the United States. Yeah, no, we are humans. We are humans. We're not God. And everybody has free will forever and ever, but we're here to guide and help and illuminate and give some light onto subjects, from above. Okay. And what you were saying about the frauds, yes, that's why we have the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, because I still, at least weekly I hear about people who've been so ripped off by fraud light workers. They'll go in and sure, they'll read their palm or read their cards or do whatever for this really nominal fee. And then they want the thousands of dollars to get rid of the supposed demon on their back. That gives all of us a bad name. So that's why we do have the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And somebody gets a bad rap, I will turn them in immediately to Better Business Bureau, to Federation. We've even got Max on a couple people. And you don't want to get Max on your bad side.
And I'm glad you guys tune in. This is what we're doing here, and this is the difference. Now, in contrast, the one that you guys can look on my website. It's JethroSmith.net. The person does know that they are a psychic. They work in another town. And ironically, she did let me know all these things. My response back, and what I still laugh to this day, was that the person that was with her actually not only paid the whole amount of the hour, but also is a continued customer and will testify to that, and told me from Canada that not only is he felt sad for her, but he understood what was going on. So she wrote the counterpart on there. I do allow that on there. Some people will fight that, and you guys who know marketing and publicity, I want you to read all of it. I am real. So if you Jethro talks quick. Jethro talks sometimes with food. I don't usually eat with food in it, which I laughed the other night when you called and asked Patty about the wine. I thought, I've been busted because you guys have caught me the other night. They gave me some banana bread while we were doing the show, and I took a bite. But what happens here, and what I love for those of you tuning in, is we are real. That's why tonight we've got a lot of phone calls, and we're going to go wild and grab those phones. I got people writing in, Jethro, I got to talk to you guys. We only do a few readings, and this is why. We're giving you knowledge and time. We want you to go and contact us for the other part of the reading. Do know over the radio, because of limited time, and we got a line behind you, and because me and Patty are doing this to help, we're going to give you a really good part, but you need to get the extra. I've had a couple of you write me, Jethro, you said my husband was good. You said he was a good man, and here they were writing me 2.5 years later, he's having problems with him. People do change. I would love to give you that reading and give you that guaranteed kiss from Jethro that it's always going to be good with love. But I got to be honest, you guys know that Cupid's a little kooky. So's the world. I have had, and Patty can say this too, we have the greatest relationships. I'm not bragging, but Carrie and Kay rock. We got very good people. I think that's Terry. Did I say his name wrong?
Terry.
Okay, I got Carrie. I was right. And I know this. This man is a phenomenal man. I've met him. She's met Kay. We have beautiful, loving people. But when you guys are writing and you're asking these things, we can give you these advice. So what I do ask those of you who are contacting me, and right now I've got a couple of you going, you know, you've had some bad problems in relationship. Remember, we are psychic and we are helping. But if you hear me say no problems or energy, it doesn't mean for eternity. I would love to have that perfect person. You know, we are here to help. So I want you guys to talk about trust a little bit. And I trust in you that when you do come to me, that you are, like Ty said, coming with an open energy. I had a person of 2 months ago who came to me and asked me questions that they already knew and were very excited that I got a percentage of them, and then they went back to the person who was the actual reading and did the reading. It creeped me out a little bit because I don't know if it was something mind-wise or energies, but I think the guides blessed me. But do be the actual person. I know on the show sometimes you guys will use another name and you have to. That's fine. We have a lot of famous people who call in and love Patty in Hollywood and all over the United States of America. That's fine too. But do know that credibility. For me, I have to have a little bit of name. I know, Patty, you not really ever had to have permission of their name. I think your guides give it to you regardless. Am I correct?
Yeah, though the name really does help. Though the name really, really does help. And especially, yeah, their name, I do want, you know, I want at least your initials. And again, if you're asking about a certain person or relationship, I like their first name. So it is. It's the same.
Very cool. And I love with all of you tuning in. We've got a lot of friends and a lot of family. Contact us on Facebook. Make sure you go in there. We've got questions, and we've got a couple of that have waited a little while. So hang on, and we'll get to those phones. So you guys are pushing at the biting at the bit. Patty, I dream a lot, and my mother used to be able to have her dreams come true, and what she would dream would be actually a future vision of it. I do know that there's different remedies of this. I had a friend tell me that there was something that could be said or done in some magic way that would help my dreams revive. Would you suggest I do this, or could this hurt me?
Again, it's all about intent, and nothing's going to hurt you unless you go in with bad intent about it. The thing that I love best to really enhance your dreams and focus your dreams and put them where you want is what I call dream school, and that's literally putting a glass of water by the side of your bed when you go to bed. You guys have heard all the stuff about water, how it's an amplifier, like, you know, if you're angry by water, it literally changes the molecular structure of the water. If you're happy by water, an open glass of water right by the side of your bed. Don't drink it, too. People don't know to don't drink open water right by the side of your bed. You notice how bad it tastes in the morning? Because it's collected everything, dreams, spirits, emotions, stuff that floats through the room. Keep your drinking water a little further away and sealed or in a closed bottle. But for dream school, put it right next to your bed. And then when you go to bed, ask God, spirit, higher self, the universe, whatever words you use. Say, I want to enroll in dream school. I want to, whatever you want. I want to get to know my spirit guides. I want to have prolific dreams. I want to have premonition dreams. I want to know what dress to wear tomorrow. It could be real world, mundane world things or magical things. Or you could not know. Just say, I want to enroll in dream school. I want to develop my psychic ability. I don't know what I know. What do you want me to teach? What you're doing is you're giving God, you're giving the universe, you're giving spirit permission to download you while you're asleep. And while that your left brain, your thinky brain, your rational brain doesn't get in your way. So for goodness and light to download you, sometimes it'll be in dream form. Sometimes it'll be just information. And then in the morning, think about it. I also tell there's the next step is like in the morning when you wake up, set your alarm for 10 minutes before. And at 10 minutes before, when that first alarm goes off, before you go, oh, I have to get up, like, oh, no, I don't have to get up. Hit the snooze button. And again, ask God, spirit, higher self, your guide, say, whatever, because you haven't really woke up. And then when your real alarm goes off in 10 minutes, guess what? You will have clarity, focus, and direction. That's just how it works. That water is a little amplifier. It's a little bullet right there. And then when you do get up, since it's been completely free, spend 2 to 3 minutes with yourself. Did you dream? Did you not dream? What is your emotional state? And then journal. Just a couple of minutes, literally 2 minutes. Journal, draw. You'll be amazed what comes out of you. Don't censor yourself. That's the perfect time. Set up a little altar for yourself right there by the side of your bed. It doesn't have to be religious or spiritual, or it can be. Just a little things that empower you, a candle, a flower, a photo. And that 2 minutes with yourself after a 6, 7, 8 hours of consciously communing with spirit you are going to grow by leaps and bounds. So that would be really good to help with you in your dream school. And again, it certainly can't hurt you or be anything bad. Just that's why the intent, when you're talking to God, when you're talking to your angels and guides, help me to develop this, bring in the light, show me my guides, you know, whatever that is you want to learn. And it's powerful.
Ooh, you got people going, you got always ones wanting to try it out. We got the votes, they're getting, they're biting at the bit. Patty's fans just came in, it just got busier. It always does this at the half mark here because she's, you know, in California, there's a 3 hours difference. It's 9 here in the Eastern time, and it's now about 6:20 there in California, in Pacific Coast. We're going to grab those phones. I know a lot of you are going, remember what the fun thing is to stay wild with us. And let's take some fun here and grab and do some readings. 813. You're on live. How are you doing tonight, 813?
Hey, Jethro. It's Kathy. I'm great. How are you?
Great. What are you doing, Kathy? You're out there in this wild Tampa. You loving this heat?
Yeah. Actually, today was a little bit better. It wasn't as hot.
Wasn't
are you
hot?
In Tampa now?
They said it was almost... Oh, yeah, and they told me it was close to 83 degrees yesterday. They had to lay me down. I was putting air in here and everything. Someone took my popsicle maker and everything. I was all crying.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, my God. Glad you called in, Kathy, and I'm so happy here tonight. And welcome one of our regulars and friends and sweethearts. What can me and Patty do to help you?
I'm just curious if you see me doing any traveling this summer.
It's Kathy's traveling. Okay.
If you want to, you certainly can. Because what I'm getting about this summer is about you kind of creating, living your own reality, creating your own reality a little bit more. Does that make sense? Like,
yes,
we usually go, I'd like to travel or not travel. But right now, you're at a place... of claiming your power. And if you want to travel, you will travel. That's as simple as that. And I think you will. I think you're going to definitely go somewhere fun, and you're going to make it all happen.
Great.
I agree with Patty. I'm getting something really awkward. I apologize to Kat. That's why I couldn't get the energy. I agree with Patty on the travel, but they're showing me like you're working with some stuff of your own. I felt like you are, like I said, capable of going it, but I feel like that you may sit down and something's happening where you're trying to fix up the home or you're trying to revamp something there. I feel like you're redoing something that you want to do to make the place feel more like you.
Not as of yet, but maybe in the future.
Whatever way we're happy with, we love you. And remember, I'm having those circles, that Italian food, we love you. Anytime you want to bring it by, we're waiting.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
You can also come and just visit, too, you know.
Okay.
Figure out where you want to go and go there.
Yeah.
Really.
I will. Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We love you. We are having a little wildness here tonight with the phone, so I apologize to you guys. I've had some people saying they're getting bumped around. Call 773-897-6461. If you get bumped, come back in. It just means that we're a lot busier, and you're hearing a little bit of the phones go a little kooky. And I got to tease you, Brian. Brian's writing in. He goes, Thursday nights are really wild. I've got friends telling me that Jethro and Patty, you're doing magic. Where's my magic? We're always magic, so you tuned in right. We've got quite a few of these area codes, and I don't know where this is, but 414-292. You're on live. How are you, 414?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Can I ask you, there's a lot of individuals calling in tonight. Where are you in the country?
I am in Laverne, Tennessee. So it's right outside of Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. I feel all honored. There's a bunch of you calling in. Did Elvis come to see you guys? What's going on?
No.
I'm teasing you. I love it. And this is Jethro and this is Patty. I woke up being silly. I'm just excited.
That's
Thank you
fine.
Guys for listening to our show. And I do need a favor. I need to get your name. And I feel like there's something going on with two things with you. But if you'll just give me your name, I can give you a little bit of reading. Or if you want to give a little more in depth,
okay.
I have to give you one.
I give you my name. It's Felicia.
Okay. Felicia, I'm feeling like you're having a situation that's, I feel like there's something going on. I'm seeing money. I'm seeing financial things happening, but I'm also being told that you're more interested in what's going on with the heart. Something else is happening. That's why I said two. And I feel like you have to be real careful right now because you, I feel like there's a part of you that wants to help some other people, but it's costing you money. You seem to be a giver. I feel like you're doing time and you're doing effort for people. I'm seeing some kind of nursing or something about giving in your time and money. And I keep picking up you have somebody who's trying to, I feel like they're trying to get to your heart by getting you to help them or do stuff.
I used to work as, I am going to go back, and I said I used to work with juveniles, and I give back in that way, but right now I'm not. I'm doing something totally different. I'm in, tend care, so besides me trying to help my son and giving towards him for tuition, that's the only thing.
I bet you go back. I feel that. I feel you're really good with people. I apologize. I'm off a little bit on timing. I'm also feeling like, can we talk about love? Are you and Cupid getting along this week? I feel like something's going on there.
Well, yeah, Cupid is in long. I'm fine. Well, at least I think I'm fine with my husband. 15 years married, and it's been great since we've been here.
I feel like that's real strong, and that's why I asked, because the guides are showing me that it's even better. Like, that's why I asked a little bit, because I feel like you say strong in 15, but I feel like there's times there that it's even other things going on. Like, you two are always being tested somehow, but I feel that's what keeps you going. You need that. You know, some people are like, oh, my gosh, you're checking out my wife. He's like, I know, she's mine. And they're all kind of like, there's stuff going on there. I feel like that's why, and the guides make a joke of it. They said that you two are really intense in what you've got even going on. And they said that's going to become even more of an energy of it. I feel like but your man has something with family that they've had to be pushed back or something. There's other people that tried to, I don't know what I want to say, they just don't feel like, they didn't think you were the right one or somebody. There's something going on there is what I feel. I'm sorry to say it like that.
Well, I don't know. We didn't really care, so.
I love you, Felicia. You're a keeper.
Yeah, we didn't care. You know, it's our chemistry that counts. I mean, as long as I don't disrespect them and they don't disrespect me, we're great. Because my family embraced him. So.
Oh. Okay. And what is Patty getting on our lovely Felicia tonight?
Did you have a specific question, Felicia? Or?
Well, he hit some with finance, and he said, you feel like, I don't want to quote you, and I'm wrong, but did you say something was going to happen with finance? What did you say about finance? I didn't catch it all.
What I'm feeling here is I feel that you are going to be doing something that's going to change your finances. It's going to be better. And I got those people. I feel like you're going to be doing something in that area. And that's why I felt, I don't know why I'm saying it, but that it's funny you said you used to do it, but that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that change coming. I don't see it in the past still. I see you doing that and making more financial. I feel like that what you're doing now is not, you're not bringing money in, whatever's going on. I feel like something's happening.
Right.
It's not enough.
It's not. And I have been looking and putting in applications, and I have to get back. That's part of me. That's who I am. And I usually give it to the teenagers, like preteen to 19 years old, the ones that have been in trouble. My heart's there. It's just like a joy. It's not a job to me.
Great. Well, I agree with Jethro. Something's coming in for you to, again, stand in your power a little bit more. Come up. It feels like you're coming up out of a valley a little bit, but you really are, like you're struggling up out of it. And it's going to be good.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Keep visualizing that, too, because the clearer your vision is of what it looks like, the clearer, easier it is to live into it. And you're pretty clear helping everybody else, but you're a little less clear about yourself. Does that make sense?
Amen. Yes, I know. I'm trying to work more on myself. I'm a giver and not to receive and,
yes,
you know, do for myself. Yeah, so I have to start doing more.
Yes, you do. And again, the clear picture, you know how you want to help your son and the people and the teens and the this, but get that same crystal clear picture about yourself. Like the flight attendant said, put your oxygen mask on yourself before you can help us.
So
yeah.
That's
because I'm not going to be any good. If I'm not any good, I can't help anybody else.
Exactly. No oxygen. So, you know, a little bit every day, outside your comfort level, take care of yourself, and then you're going to just claim into that power, and it'll affect every part of your life, and certainly the money.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Felicia. You rock. Tell your friends to tune in. We love it. You guys in there. I got all those 414s. I was like, whoa, I thought I was winning something. I'm like, I don't know what, but I got 414s. I'm going to Vegas.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Having a lot of people calling in, having a wild time. It is Thursday night, and it's Jethro Smith and Patty Negri giving you the best of the wildest, most magical fun. We're talking tonight about the subject trust. Patty, when did you start really trusting your guides? I know you said you started reading at the age of 8 and you did your first seance, but I mean, you've been working with this so many years of as a child and everything. When was you really confident and started trusting your guides? Can you help some of our new listeners?
Yeah, well, I certainly did as a child. There was never a doubt in my mind. It was just what life was. Sadly, through the teen years, as so often, you know, I started not trusting myself and not trusting my guide so much. Kind of like, I'm not going to look over there. Nope, I'm not going to look over there. You know, put a hat on my head to try to keep from astral traveling and things like that. But then I think it came back again as soon as I got through my teens and early 20s. It was like, oh, wait, let me go back to the spirits right there talking to me. I don't have to, I felt like that see no evil, you know, but not, I don't want to hear, I don't want to see, I don't want to know, I don't want to hear, I don't want to see, I don't want to know. You know, that was just a short little period of my life. But it came back in the, I think with the whole new agey thing in the 80s, I was pretty young, came right back in and I jumped right back into it. So it's just a little blip in the radar. How about you, Jethro?
Very good question. I got to tease him. Yeah, I agree with Patty, especially that for me, a little bit of the puberty. I also went through a really strange time in my life that the guides were really pushing this, and I kept feeling that I should stay at my regular job. So I went through a couple of years there. It was in my 30s. I was raising 5 children and really felt that you know, this job, I got to be honest, you know, and now I've learned that it does very well, but it isn't the financials why I do it. But I did this job and I thought, okay, this is my part-time thing. I also felt that doing this all the time could hurt me if I started doing it full-time, that the fun would diminish. I've seen so many people go and take on what they love. So I stayed with my job in my 32, 34, 35, a couple of years, and the guides put it down real firm. They made me start having problems. I had a lady who I didn't listen to the guides and had a wreck. And had a surgery on myself. They did a surgery on me, and they basically told me that I would not get a lot of my stuff back. Those of you who've ever seen the old pictures on Facebook, I was 118 pounds, very much. They said 48% to 50%. I had peripheral neuropathy, and tried to put me on a disability. And what saved me was a psychic circle. A lady came and talked to me, and I said, no. And she goes, Jethro, you've got to go to a psychic circle. I said, I haven't done that stuff in a couple of years. I'd put everything down. And I said, it's, you know, not working. But she talked to me. I went to the circle, and a psychic named Laura, which I can speak of, she's one of my very good friends, stood up and just told me flat out. She goes, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you're going to be healed, and this is going to happen. Named all these things, and at that time, I just didn't matter. And I was like, okay, there is a few of us left. And I got up and politely left. And she told me, she goes, they told you to do this for a living. And she goes, once you do it for a living, you'll have all of your capabilities back. You'll be healthy. And sadly, I was very much not then. I walked out very much, was having some help. My relationship even had to help me back then. I was almost to a cane stage where I had to walk with help.
Wow.
And yeah, and I took her advice. I went home, and first I cried, then I was mad, and then I went down and realized, I thought, you know, this is not. So I did exactly what she said. I went to a Reiki person who healed me. I went and did some other work. I started taking all the readings. Anybody who came to me, I read everybody. Back then, I had been under the impression that if you read, they had to be, and this is an old rule, those of you going to laugh who know my age, but they had to have been sent to you by someone. It was not just the referral business, but because of where I lived and the Christianity and the other things, I was afraid they would come to my house and burn crosses and other things on my house and run my children out of school. My kids did very well in sports things and other events, and you know, saying their dad was a psychic back then would have been a very hard thing for them to live down. And so, unfortunately, I found out none of that would happen. What was really good was the people, it became even busier. I became psychic on wheels. I went to 5 towns. So I listened to those guides, and I've never let go of their hands now. They're my friends, and I always listen to them. If they tell me stuff, I'm like, okay, I'll do it now. So, yeah, a very good thing to ask. Now, Patty, I know that this is something I've got to ask, Patty. We're getting really intimate. A lot of you guys are calling in, and we're doing this on this. But this is something that's just amazed me, and this is something you guys have too. If you have a family member, I'm going to tell a couple of you individuals who are turning in from Florida and a couple of friends of mine up in Virginia and other places, remember to get with Patty for this. Patty has a very good ability about being able to go through the veil. Patty, how do you trust when you've gone through the veil and it's someone else's family member that you've got the right member and not something that's maybe there that's not so pleasant, like maybe you say the one guy who passed them is behind 7-Eleven trying to give you advice.
Or a trickster.
Yeah.
That's just in the development of trusting your intuition, that your sense of right and wrong, your sense of, is this a little off? Is this not what it's supposed to be? Because there are some tricksters out there. There are somebody who's going to say, I'm Grandma Mabel, but they're not Grandma Mabel. Grandma Mabel. It's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. But again, I am so careful as I open my veil, what I say, what I do, what I use, from my herbs, my oils, to my intent, to the guardians or wards that I use, that really the bad stuff is not going to get in. And so when somebody's coming in, if it's so Grandma Mabel or Uncle Bob or whoever it is, I've got a pretty good intuition and a pretty good sense of it, as does the person. If the person's feeling a little weird, even if they're not a psychic, they're just they're the client who's there, you know, you take both. It's like because they're mirroring it. If they're not getting that same reaction to that, not Grandma Mabel, I would take a step back. You know, and bring in the light. The light shows everything.
Very impressive, and I love it. And those of you tuning in tonight, we're going to give away a pyramid. It's an origami. It's 2 inches by 2 inches, origami pyramid that derives and brings in nature and some of the real strong chi. For those of you who are looking to help your energies or have a nice piece of something there for you, it's origami. For those of you who know that's a man-made object that's put other things in it that are very magical. And if you would like to win that, go to psychicstonewall.com. I am going to tease you tonight. We're going to come up with a code. You need to put down something about Patty. You know, tell us what you want to tell us. We have a lot of you guys writing in, Patty's magical, Patty's lovely, Patty's nice. Put something on there about Patty, because we're going to give it away for this show, and it's the night that Patty's on. So aww, put something on there, and we've got a lot of friends writing in. We will be teasing some of you guys. We're asking a favor this time. If you do put down the email, we are sending out the letter to let you know the specials we always run from Psychics Gone Wild. I had a couple of you write me and said, Jethro, it really bothers me because I love getting this stuff, but you don't send enough. And I've got to tell you, that made my day. I love that. The complaint that we have from Psychics Gone Wild is we don't send enough. So because you said that, you will be getting an email next month in May, confirming your email and knowing. And she's a very nice person. Her name is Amy. She works for me here at Blue Moon Treasures for Psyche Jethro. You know, say hi. Let her know. If you don't, write back. She's a very young, sweet Cancer soul. So I do ask you to be very gentle. She's very new to all of this. As a phenomenal mom who's into metaphysical, but Amy has always been a little bit. So please just write back and let her know. Or you can, those of you who are tuned into Facebook, let Ryan know. Ryan's running my Facebook. Psychic Ryan's my son. He was 26 years and 26 minutes apart. And he is helping me in there get you guys over to where you're going to be. Ryan, let me know. He's handing me some papers. But Patty, we love you so much. We're getting a lot of publicity, you guys, there. Go on and be friends. If you guys have trouble, I had someone ask me. You can always check on the site, but it's PattiNegri. And you'll see Patty, the beautiful Patty. I think you have on there with your Dora right now. Isn't that on Facebook?
Yes, I just put a picture on with my Princess Dora, a beautiful photographer, Alex Dracon. He's doing a series, actually, on psychics. He's doing an art photography series on psychics. I wish you were here in L.A., Jethro. He'd have to shoot you. But it's a little picture of Dora and myself, and he literally, that lighting itself, 2 hours, is sitting right in my dining room where I actually do work with people every day with my princess. So like my picture.
Like her picture, and all of us do it. I got to see, I think actually I saw the picture of the dog, and Patty are just both beautiful creatures in this world. So those of you who are checking it out, please go there with Dora, go there with Patty. Let's have some fun. I've got a lot of you guys calling in tonight asking me, or checking in and stuff of where to go with it. Go to the psychicscomwell.com or go to one of our sites, you know, pattynegri.com, jethrosmith.com. Get with us. I love you guys. We're going to grab the phones. We're having a little bit of technical, so bear with me. We got another Tennessee phone number that came up, 414-861. How are you, 414?
Hi. How are you doing?
Great. Welcome. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
My name is Tanya, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. This
close
is...
Tennessee.
Okay, do not play with the 414s. You guys all went to the same phone store and bought these things. There's like all this coming in. I love you, Tanya. You blew my mind. I'm like, what? Wisconsin? What can we help you with, Tanya, now that you know the psychic's lost and confused in the country?
Today I'm calling about finances. I was hoping that a career that I was changing over to or hoping to change over to would have happened by now, and that would have brought in more money. And it doesn't look like it's coming as fast as I wanted it to come. Or maybe that's not the right way to say that, but it's still not here. And so I'm just getting a tad bit nervous.
It's coming. I see that it is coming, but you need a little bit more faith in it and you. This is partially a test of faith is what I'm getting. Also something about bridge. I'm not quite sure what that means. I'm getting an image of a bridge. Does that mean something to you?
Yes, we have friends here.
You have what?
We have bridges here where I'm at.
Okay. So, okay, think of all the things that a bridge means. So I just figured Spirit gave that to me because you can relate to bridges. Bridges is the place between two places, that time in the middle. So I think Spirit's telling you, again, to enjoy the being on the bridge in betwixt and between the two. The money will come. It's kind of like enjoying the trip to Disneyland. The trip is just as good as getting there. You're on the bridge right now. I don't know. That's as well as I can explain it, but it was such a big, clear vision. I'm sure I'm looking at one of the bridges that's right near you. So, again, think on that a little bit. I think Spirit wants you to kind of figure some of that out. But it's all about faith. It's going to happen, and you're just on the bridge. Now, Jethro, what do you got?
I agree the same thing, and I feel that. And, Tanya, in all seriousness of it, I feel that that's part of what this other energy is telling me, with that the structure for you is there, and it's becoming even more of a really positive decision that's going to go with it. The other person that you have, you're helping or something's going on with, I feel someone else is going to turn around and repay this a little bit of helping you with this other financing in. I feel like there's a, sorry, the phones are cutting out a little bit. I feel like there's another part of the relationship that's going to be even better for you with them helping you with this finance. I keep seeing it. I just see it very good for you. They're telling me that be careful in June that you don't do the first choice. Make sure you're doing the financial, but I feel like you're going to want to grab the first thing. Take a minute and look at it. Read the fine print or something. There's something about trying to get yourself so much into it that make sure that you're getting the right thing with the money that's going to come to you.
All right. Yes. And And with you saying that, I do have to say that, yes, I have been doing the work for this, where I'm hoping to go. And while I'm waiting, I'm enjoying my family. I'm giving them my attention, my time, because when this career happens, I may not be able to do that as much.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Have fun on the bridge.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Tanya. Nice to meet you. We are wild. This is going a little bit faster here for all of you guys tuning in. Thursdays goes quicker. We're here on Thursday nights via Batty Night. You have your time. A lot of you calling in. Remember, you guys, adopt. Don't shop. If you want an animal, please. There's so many already there. Every time that you go and you shop and you pay that amount for that animal, it also can be another situation where you can also be paying for that animal and cause you a problem. Do not, like I repeat, if you have a chance to go and get the animal, because every time that mother has one of the puppies sold, they put her back to work. Unfortunately, we in Florida are taking a very strong stand. We know in Miami we just won a battle. Miami does not sell puppies anymore in the city limits of Miami. In Florida, Tampa, we're working on that next. I love all of you animal people, but remember, we can do this with that. We, Psychics Gone Wild, single-handedly put more pets into new homes with that buy-it. We're going to come and check on you. You're going to make sure you want to be a good home. So please, you guys, and if you hear something funny, do report it. You know, think about the animals are in our loving hands. There's our individuals, unfortunately, will do that. Someone selling a lot of animals or something there, we need to know about it, because unfortunately that's putting those animals to work. Let's keep our earthlings there. In karma, every time we save an animal or one of us gets helped, and it helps them. Patty, we had a couple of friends writing here about the magic of it, and they're teasing. They go, Patty, what made you decide to have that cute dog, and what's magical about her besides the fact she's adorable?
She picked me, for one. I decided I did want a dachshund because I worked with the wiener dog races with wiener schnitzel. I would work in promotion. She's not a breeder dog or anything. But as soon as I said I wanted, when a friend goes, oh, and I have a friend whose dog just got pregnant by accident and they're having a litter of doxies. And she picked me. I saw this little dog running around, this tiny dog with an entire slice of pizza in her mouth. And I went, oh, she's mine. I like pizza. But no, she really did pick me. And she's my little familiar. She is magically helps me. She loves rituals. She was gently sit by my feet while I'm doing readings or sessions with people. She's a total ham, the whole TV thing. Any other dog would not like so much filming that I have here. She sees the trucks coming and she's, you know, a ham. She loves it. So that's why she's just, she picked me. A universe picked her for me and me for her. She's my little princess.
Love that. And those of you tuning in, there's the real hard facts about us psychics. We do get intense. If you, I had a friend ask me about, does the animal psychically talk? You bet. And they do pick their people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we've got a couple of you guys writing in. The thing is that I love to tease you guys about really hardly, and we've gotten into a real hard time about it, is what is really the most important thing about having that animal, having that love. If you don't think you can't buy love, you can. You adopt or you get an animal, you take that time, you're going to have someone or an animal that loves you unconditionally. So a lot of you guys calling and going, what's going on? I'm having a little bit of technical with my phone, so bear with me a few minutes here. We're going to grab one of those phone callers, and a lot of you guys are writing in, what happens if I don't get in tonight? It's only an hour, Jeff, and you got 12 minutes left. Get with us at psychicsgonewild.com, you guys that are new. Yes, we're here for you. I can tell you, if you call 813-878-0000, we will give you all the information. I've had a lot of you call, ask, you know, it's called Blue Moon Treasures, and leave your name and number and put down which psychic you want. You know, me and Patty, if you want to have Dina, Gary, any of us, Jan Bach-Drakey, any of the phenomenal psychics from Psychics Gone Wild. We are, we have a couple of you guys who are looking to come and help us. We have a new astrologer, some surprise people in May coming in, so stay on the shows. You're gonna love what happens. Quite a few authors and some new people. We're gonna grab those phones, and we got over here. We got 571. I know you were in the room, and we've been trying to get you through. I think you bumped a few people out of the way to get in, but it's okay. We love you. How are you, 571?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are.
My legal name is Yulon, but I go by Jessica.
I'm glad you made it, Jessica. I told her to call in before the show, actually, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm a client of Patty's, and I actually live in the Arlington area. I work in Alexandria.
Excellent. Cool place. I love it there. It's where I get the best. I love their jewelry store, and I love their food.
So my question is actually just regarding a move that I'm planning. I'm very looking forward to moving back to New York City. I'm from that area. I just was wondering when is the right time to go, mainly because I just started at my current firm. This new firm, it was completely unexpected. I wasn't even planning to get a new job, actually. This just happened. I started about, like, in March. So I was just wondering, when is a good time for me to go back to New York?
I feel that they're telling me there's problems there or something. I feel like there's something going on here. I'm getting a little bit of static or something, but I feel like they don't want you to do it right away. They're telling me that they want you to. There's something else you're still getting from Virginia, but then I feel like you're going to family, or you're going to someone there that's got something else happening a little bit.
My parents are in New York.
Oh, great! Very good.
I agree with Jethro that there's something not quite right yet. Or, you know, maybe it has to do with the new job, maybe something else. But a little something that's not as fast as you'd like, but it does turn out to be definitely for the good.
I wonder if maybe, because I'm like back in contact with like an ex-boyfriend. I wonder if that could be it. Could be. I have a lot going on.
Yeah, you have a lot going on. I know. I'm looking at all this stuff. It's like, I don't know. I do see some interesting, just be clear on all your reasons and your whys and wherefores, because I'm seeing a little deception there with something or someone, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
What do you,
be clear.
I don't understand what you mean by the deception.
The
like,
relationship. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's something with the relationship. Something's going on there, and they want you to go through and experience this a little bit. I feel like there's something here, and if you're right there, it can't. Or if you're not, you have to kind of experience this, and that's why they're causing a little bit of the delay. And I think you need to be wholeheartedly where you are, so you know. Now, where is this relationship at? So the person that, not the family, but the relationship.
We started talking maybe about a week or two ago. I'm actually an empath. So I pick up on people very, like that I'm very close with, and I had a dream actually about a few weeks ago that he wanted to reach out to me, and so, but he didn't know if I was in a relationship. I'm single, so I reached out to him, and we've been talking. I saw him Monday night, and it's been a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for, tumultuous relationship right now. It's like, I get the feeling that he wants me to work for it because the first time that we dated, I broke up with him. So maybe that's it. Like we got, I got really mad at him last night. I had to apologize because I did not like the way I turned it into. I was just arguing with him. I did not like it. I apologized for it. I haven't heard from him all day. So maybe that would be it. Like maybe I'm supposed to experience this with him first and then go to New York.
It could be.
It's something, again, because I am seeing something kind of like self-imposed limitation of some sort. So maybe there's a lesson for you to learn here in this. And,
well,
again, I'm getting it's more even your lesson than his.
It's more my lesson than his?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, because I know he... maybe that could be it, because his family doesn't like me. I know that. His family doesn't like me. And I know he's trying to push me into the direction that his family might approve.
Something
which maybe that could
yeah.
be the lesson.
Yeah, and think of the energy. And if you were to do the shift, it would change the flow and the energy. And that's why we both got, I love Patty with the deception, what she got. And I felt there's something that has to go through. I also feel the really part with your family. If you were there in New York, things would be different. And I love when you said with the empath, because it's like your guys were saying not only the empath in you, but I feel like your family and some of the energies could affect some of this. And they want you to stand tall and do this energy. They want you to learn this energy, and it's a good thing. But your guides also put you in this dream energy with him for a reason, and I it's like a wild dance. It's like you two have been tied together to do the dance, and girl, you got to do it, you know?
Yeah, it's just, right, I mean, I wanted to avoid asking about him just because I'm so frustrated with him right now. Like, it's gotten to the point. He's really frustrating, and honestly, I think it's because he wants me to work for it, because when we first broke up, he was going through a very difficult time, like, personally, so I ended it because I was like, if you dealt with this on your own and don't have the pressure of being in a relationship with someone. So that's
okay.
Why.
Well, remember you're both grown ups. You know,
right.
You're both grown ups. And think about what kind of relationship you do or don't want to get in, how hard you want to have to work for a relationship or not. There's lots of lessons for you here, and I think you're going to learn them. And then when you move, it's going to be a whole new world, girl.
Yeah, I just don't know when I should move. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Not yet.
Not yet. They're saying hold back a little bit. And you know that.
Depends on how fast you go through all the stuff you're supposed to go through there. That's up to you. That's not written in stone yet. That's not decided yet. because you could learn slow or you can learn fast. You could have aha moments slow. You could have aha moments fast.
Okay. All right.
Have
so,
fun with it. That's so important.
I guess right now, just hold off on my plans because I was kind of hoping to move by August because my lease ends by then.
Okay. Well, hold. I mean, the August is a long way away.
Right. Yeah, but there's also a lot of different factors too. Like if things are going well at my job. If they aren't, then I'm gonna just pack up and leave. But if they are, then I don't want to leave yet. Because the firm
okay,
I'm
so
with is actually very well known.
And that's here where you are now, right, Alexandria? So, you're not done there yet. That's what it is. As much as you want to be somewhere else, you're not done there.
Okay.
Your cake's not all the way baked.
And we love you. We got our head on. We hope we help you. We stay wild and remember.
No,
team.
You guys,
we're gonna be
you guys
away that
did.
Our
you guys really helped
thank
me.
You,
I got,
Jessica.
I got more than enough than I needed. I will listen in more and definitely have fun, you guys.
Thank you.
Tuning in here, we've got a lot of you guys writing. Marge is writing in. Patty, I want to know if I were able to help my husband with magic and he didn't know about it, would it come back as something bad as long as it was good things I was doing for him?
You need his permission. Unless you're just sending him love or health or joy or clarity. Truly, the difference of good magic and bad magic, though I don't like those terms, good and bad, it's manipulative or not manipulative. It's with permission or without permission. If you really do, other than just, you know, praying something good for him and wishing something good, if you're going to go to where you're really doing magic, where you are taking fate into your own hands, whether you're working with intent or herbs or oils or a chant or a candle magic, if you are actually doing something for somebody, you need their permission, period.
Yes, very true. And we love all of you guys tuning in. We're going to pick a name. I've got some people to psychicsgunwall.com, the first email we get. And we've got Tom Anderson here from Chicago. Tom, you won, and we welcome you. Thank you. You know, you'll be getting that in 3 to 5 days. I had someone tell me that they were very excited. They got their present together from last week in 2.5 days. Now, I was impressed after you wrote to me and told me where you were. I do love my friends here. We have a new agreement. I'm in a new address, and I love you in Florida. But the packages are getting to you guys a lot quicker. I'm just happy you're getting your presents, and let us know. And let us know sometimes if you don't. Sometimes it will take a little bit. I know one of the individual friends of ours teased us that she has gotten a couple of prizes from ours, and that it took it almost a week and a half to get to up in New York. I don't know. I would just say probably the systems and the fact that, you know, Florida, and we're both in busy states. We love you. Psychics Gone Wild. Congratulations, Tom. And tuning in to what we've got here. We've got less than 2 minutes. We're going to talk a few minutes with you guys and welcome. I'm sorry, 512-330-301, 313-484. Oh, my gosh, you're still going on. 715 and 209. You guys didn't get in, plus the other people that didn't. But please remember to listen to our shows and get with us because we are here helping you. And what I like to tease all of you about, let's talk about the trust. Patty, you know, we both have referrals, and we honestly we do what we do, and we're good about that. How do we help these new psychics build a positive bank of people that do it? I mean, we do good quality readings. I mean, you, I know, when Patty, we joke, Patty does not do a time schedule where I'm like 30 minutes or an hour or whatever. Patty goes a little longer. She's been known for this, and
this
is who Patty is, and that's Patty. You know, that's why her customers like her. I also know that Patty is very... honestly, she will do what you need. I called her with other things. She made me, stop, and helped me work on magic and healing my aura, which I needed at that time. And then she dealt with what I was going through, made me stop talking. Help us, Patty, with these new learning psychics. What would you tell them the best advice to get new clients with?
Honestly, the best way to get new clients was, of course, through the referrals. But what I did when I first was starting and to get your name out there, do charity events. Offer your services at charity events. Number one, you are giving back to the community. Whether somebody's having an animal fundraiser or a thing, offer to go do readings for donations. And then you can give out your cards at all these things or donate, you know, an hour reading for somebody's silent auction or regular auction. I do it all the time. I'm doing it tomorrow for the Hollywood Arts Council. an entire seance. So again, it's helping a charity. Pick a charity you like, a hospital, kids, animals, dogs, parks, Save the Tills, whatever that is, and then offer your services, whether it's one day free, I'm giving readings for this, and the money all goes to that. It's a win-win situation. You get new clients, you get the experience, the charity is getting some money and help. And, you know, it's less money as a rule, but it's no downside to it.
Thank all of you guys. We're at the last. ThankYouSconeWild.com. Have a great night. Probably tell them to have a great night, and then we got to roll
off. Good night. Bye. Thank you, Jethro. Love you all. Woo.